These are the chart notes for day 4, October 18.
Cheng Sun, Chengsun. Mr. Sun is a cabinet maker who came to the office because he got a wooden splinter underneath the right fourth fingernail. He tried pulling it out, but it remained lodged. He has no swelling, redness, or pus under the nail. His tetanus booster was 2 months ago. He is in excellent health. He is on no medications and has no known allergies. Paragraph. Objective. There is a 0.5 centimeter long wooden splinter underneath the right fourth fingernail. The distal end of the splinter is 0.5 centimeters from the end of the nail. The finger was prepped with betadine and anesthetized with a digital block of 6 cc's lidocaine. Using sterile technique, a forceps was inserted underneath the nail and the splinter removed. Paragraph. Assessment. Removal of wooden splinter from underneath the right fourth fingernail. Paragraph. Plan. He may return to work without restrictions. If he should develop any redness, swelling, or discharge from the nail, he is to call or return to the office. Based on his history and physical examination, I believe his injury is work-related. I anticipate recovery without permanent impairment and anticipate maximum medical improvement in a week. Charles Jonathan, Jonathan III. Chief complaint, swollen right knee. He originally injured his knee while putting tile down on a floor. Since that time, he has had approximately one recurrence per year in which he twists the knee, causing pain along the medial aspect of the knee joint. Paragraph. Objective. Tender along the medial condylar region extending into the proximal tibia. No swelling or effusion. No inflammation. Knee appears stable to valgus and varus dressing. Paragraph. Patient was referred to University Hospital for knee x-ray. Paragraph. Assessment. Knee pain, tendonitis. Paragraph. Plan. Advised to use ACE, A-C-E, wrap. Given naprosyn, 500 mg, 1 BID, number 28. Recheck if no improvement. Ardis Matthews, ARDISMATTHEWS. Patient tried to renew outdated prescription for Vicodin. Pharmacist told her to make an appointment with her physician. Called her home and left message to call our office for an appointment.